For animal consumption. Okay? Maim shnifsu over here, maim shnifsu over here, maim shnifsu over here, maim shnifsu over
What does it mean?
There are two ways you can wash
irrigation, hands. Like an irrigation dip.
Anything. A pothole on the highway. You know what that is?
I've seen many of those.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a pothole and there's water inside the kasha. Why? Because then you can dip your hands. Then there's another way to wash your hands. If you ever stuck somewhere
like this,
you go out, you stop the car somewhere in the pothole and you dip your hands into the pothole. And then you can say, "But
you do it in
a
lake also.
You
don't have to do it in a pothole."
So then you then the kasha. Why can
you nikva?
Since it's kosher. Therefore, since it's kosher for tefillas,
it sounds like there's a body of water 40 saw there.
Let's assume maybe. If there's mud. The water is so muddy. An animal will not drink the water that's in the ground.
Yeah.
Because so much of them, then you cannot dip your hands from Tosudayim. Nafal l'saychan, l'saychan ma'am yadayim. Let's say a person falls into the water, dying.
How does he feel?
Yeah. Nafal l'saychan, l'saychan ma'am, dayo. Kumis, kanakinosim, what does that mean? No. Nafal, nuhalacha, nayalacha. And nayazach. Let's say you have good way, you have utensil, and the water falls in utensil, different ingredients. Ingredients either. Dioy is ink. Okay, ink. Okay, dioy. That's not interesting concept. Dioy is also dye. Dye means enough. Interesting. Why is ink called enough? Very interesting. Okay. Dioy, I think it's the most is that in life you should be happy even a little bit. Dye. Ink is the drop of ink. Dye. Tiger. Kumis. Into the water. Into the water.
What?
Dioy. Ink.
Okay. Nafal asoicha dioy.
Or kumis. Kumis with kankinosam. It's certain types of ingredients. I don't know. It's certain type of ingredients.
Kumis, the
quill?
The quill that's
called the kulmois, the lamet. The lamet. But kumis.
No. What do you think we have?
What are you doing? You're going to ruin it. What are you doing?
Don't go. Don't worry about it.
It's on. Don't touch it.
You have to do Google. Shut it off.
Will you translate?
Find out what it is.
I don't know. It's not so important to know what this is.
What, you don't care what it means?
Translate. You wonder what this thing means over here? This really is,
This is kumis.
Kumis?
Yeah.
Gum.
See?
What's gum? Kankinosum. What's kankinosum?
They had gum in those days?
It means something else. Kankinosum. Kankinosum is his jar. Kankantum is. They don't have a translation. He was Kankantum. What is this? Vitriol. What's vitriol? It's hate? What's vitriol mean? What does vitriol mean?
Yeah.
Vitriol. Here they have a bottom over here.
Oh, God.
Vitriol. Verdigris. What does that mean?
Verdigris is the type of.
What's verdigris? A brightish, bluish green, and I don't know how to read this in English. Copper carbonate. It's a certain type of chemical. Okay, a bright, bluish green, N crustacean, or patina, formed in copper or brass, atmospheric oxidation consisting of basic copper carbonate. You know what that means?
No
clue. Okay, chemical. It's a chemical. V'nishtanu me'ri'ein, and it no longer looks like water. Shalmayim, it no longer looks like water. Oh, he tells you. Kumis hainu shraf ilan. Oh, look at that. He tells you. It's Shuvaita. Kumis is sap. Gum. Sap. Kankunosam tseva. It's a dye. Hanase mimayim sheyeshuem choymer. Choyeshu takatashensis. It's still over here. He says copper. Formed on copper or brass. Formed on copper or brass. Taka, he says. So he says formed on copper or brass by atmospheric oxidation consisting of basic copper carbonate. You see, he says Zelbazach. You see, he knew this. He knew this. This person is like to all these giluim. There's a dye. There's a dye. Dye. Shanas and mimayim from water. If you have copper. And this oxidation, sometimes a chemical reaction, which causes this thing called kankunasam psulim hamayim lenitil sidaim. All these examples of water, in all these examples of water is possible. Also, malacha. Right in the Mishnah. Are you okay? Are you
fine? I'm doing great.
Okay. You doing daf yesterday?
Did you do anything?
Yeah.
Did somebody show up?
Yeah.
Galvar?
Yisrael Lehman came.
Oh, Lehman. Kasha.
We learned about Kal B'chaymer. We learned about all the Yugo Midas from the Dreshes. Very hard Gemara. I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. I have
Don't
to go tomorrow to Bar Mitzvah, so what are you going to do?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, couldn't kill us. You're going back the fourth time now the wedding is over. You're going back to him?
Don't worry about it.
You going back to four time?
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Vaita tseva hanase vait psulim hamayim lintilas yadayim. Fine. Also, b'chem malacha yishashar b'chem pitin. Let's do malacha with the water. Yishashar b'chem pita. So let's say you use the water for malacha. You use the water to clean your car. Right? You take the malacha.
So far, they fell into water.
What are the ingredients?
Either
ink or gum. Or carbonate, copper carbonate, or next halacha, or psul water response. You may no longer use this water for netilas yodayim.
If one of these three things fell in
into the water, then it's possible. Next halacha, let's say you take the water, clean water. The water is clean.
Malacha.
I use the water to go clean my car,
yeah.
And then I collected all the water on the bottom of the car. Or shashabacham pita, I dip my bread into the water. So the water is no longer fit to be used for netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim b'shum shabilim because it's bottle. When eshtanum mitaras mayim because once I use it for malacha, it's no longer water. V'yesh mevar matam b'shum shenasu ki shayfim becomes spilled water. It's a bezayin. The water is considered once I go and I take it when I spill it, it's slowly it's no longer fit. Vaita next shim nachatimani atimani oimer afilu nischavim l'shoyis b'chem nischavim l'shoyis b'zev nevel l'sheni k'sheidim. Of course, if it was shlebi kavan, if bread falls into this water, shlebi kavan, of course the water is kosher. You had kavana. I had kavana. Afilu neschaven l'shoyis pita l'chli zev v'nafla l'chli sheni. I had kavana to go and to dip my bread in this utensil, but v'nafla l'chli sheni. And now hamayim shabaseichay kashedim. So even though I had kavana, I had two cups of water. One was me for the tilas, and one was me for my bread. And by mistake, I dipped the bread in the wrong cup. So now, am I allowed to use that cup that I had, the wrong cup that I did not have kavana to dip my bread into? But it was a mistake. Can I use it? Yes, you can. Even though you had kavana to dip, but the mistake was you dipped it in the wrong utensil, even in that case. Another utensil, it's okay. But after the comments of no shame, says no, that's the machlokes. The machlokes I had covered today, but I didn't go for this utensil. That's machlokes.
If I didn't use it, why should it be possible?
The day is over. The bread was dipped
what
in this
happened
water.
Here? What was the case?
I was holding bread in my hand.
Right.
And I had kavanah to dip it in utensil number two.
Right.
And I was saving utensil number one for my netilas yodayim.
Right.
And then by a mistake I slipped, and instead of dipping in utensil number two, I dipped it in utensil number one.
Right.
So number one is pasul. Number one can no longer be used. That's machlokes. Exactly, it's machlokes. But let's say I had no kavanah. I was holding the bread and I slipped.
So
and
it's bread, come a hold that I can't use it.
The other says... You can use it.
Because I didn't...
Have kavanah for this specific utensil. Even though I had kavanah to dip, but I did not have kavanah for this specific utensil, it's kosher.
Why should that make a difference? The whole Indian is like the chacham, it should be, that it gets...
No, the chacham says it's more than all cases. The chacham says they're not get dirty. That's the point. The point over here is the water is the same. Nothing changed in the water. It's just the water.
I thought when I put bread.
No, it's not what it says. That's not. It's a bizarre. It's not the reason. The reason is because you've done with the water a malacha. You've used the water for something else that takes away the chashivas of the water. It's called shayfchem.
When I dip the bread in now, I'm allowed to use the water
because I have no kavanah. I had no kavanah to dip in the water.
Who cares what my kavanah is? I did. I used it.
Doesn't matter. It's only called... The water itself is fit. It's kosher, clean. It's perfect. The only reason why it would be disqualified was because you use it for something else. That takes away the chashivus of the water. You can't make a bracha on it anymore. The question is, what does kavanah count in regard to disqualifying the water when you use it for something else? According to the Kamba, according to it depends. If you had zero kavanah, it was a total accident. It fell out. You just dropped out of your hands and fell into that cup of water. It's okay. The water is clean. You had no kavanah. Even though it fell in, we don't disqualify the water. But if you had kavanah to dip the bread in another utensil, by mistake you fell into it and you dipped in this utensil, since you had kavanah to dip the bread, that kavanah is very significant. And therefore, the water is disqualified. According to Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, he holds no. Doesn't matter. You didn't. The water was clean. You did not have kavanah to dip in this water.
They're talking about on the water that I didn't dip into.
They're talking about the water that you did, right?
That I didn't dip into. The water I dipped in.
No. Of course, the water that you did not dip into certainly is going to be good. Certainly is going to be good. Because you didn't dip in it.
One of them I had kavanah to dip.
Kavanah to do something has money like a tefillin bag. If you do not put the tefillin in the bag, hazmona lav milsa. If I set aside a tefillin bag, am I going to put in my tefillin bag anything davish b'chol? No. Could I put in the tefillin bag a smartphone in the tefillin bag where the tefillin go? No. Why? Because I have dedicated the bag for my tefillin, plus I've put the tefillin in the bag. You have to have tzvei zachin. You have to have hazmona, and you have to actually put the object inside of it. But let's have only one or the other. Let's say when I took a bag and I put my tefillin in the bag. I don't have a bag. It's a repair shop. And I take a paper bag, a brown paper bag, and I put my tefillin in the brown paper bag, and then I get my bag back, and I put my tefillin back in where it came from. Am I allowed to use the brown paper bag to go put my groceries? Yes, because it was not designated. You have to have tzvei zachen, you have to have hazmona, designation. That's also not enough. You have to also actually put it inside of it. So the water that was not actually used, even though you dedicated this water to be used to dip, for as a dip for your bread, the water is kosher. Kosher for netilas yodayim. It's kosher. The chiddush is, even the other cup of water which you actually, when the day was over, you actually dip your bread into that cup of water, even that cup of water is going to be mutter, because that cup of water you did not have kavanah for. It was an accident. And the chiddush of Shimon HaTimni is, even though there was a kavanah to dip, being that the kavanah was not to dip specifically in this utensil, it's okay. Got it? It's a very easy Mishnah.
Yep.
Fine, let's chaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Amayim shenivslu water that's been shenivslu mishnah siyas habehemo. Even a behemo cannot drink it.
No, amayim
shenivslu. It's no longer qualified. It's disgusting. The water has become foul. Shenivslu. Don't do that. I don't like you to do that.
That's not the way of an adult. I like it.
Don't do that to an adult. A child does that. Behave yourself. Picking your nose in public.
Everyone, you do that all the time.
So is life. Yeah. You can do it.
I'm sure this is a mysterious behemoth.
Sirchon. Emachmas Tamra.
That's why, because that's because it became nifsul because he drank from it.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
So machmas
sirchon. It became disgusting.
Emachmas Tamra.
It tastes bad. So an animal will not consume it. If I put inside of an animal,
yeah,
he got to go over to an animal here. Here, have a drink. Sit down, have a drink, sir. Right? Today, animals are more important than people. You ever seen the street? People, they kiss. I was listening to someone kiss a child on the street. I think they kiss their dogs all the time in the streets. So you go, so the water said to the citizen, animal, dog, oh. And so then I go on, who has to yield in honor of someone else? I don't, I go and there's a dog on the street. I yield. I go and I give the dog the right of way all the time. All the time, the dog goes before the person. Because I don't let the dog go first, they'll bite my head off. Dog, dog, they have the right to walk down the street. I have to go walk in the gutter. I go across the street. Meisim, the whole yom, every single day I have this story with the dogs. They always go first. We live in a society where dogs have more chashivas. Pnei hadok, they have pnei hakel, mamish. Walk down the street, the dog has kedima. Dog has kedima. So here we have over here water that, so you have the dog, you bring the dog in, you have it for a manicure. And while it's having a manicure, you say to the dog, would you like to have a cup of water? Would you like to have a cup of water? And the dog says, the water is fashtunken. It's fashtunken, the water.
Finished.
So once the water is fashtunken, the animal would not be willing to consume it. You cannot use that water for
medicine.
That is the litmus test. The litmus test
can
of the water. Weiter. Hamayim, Shnivsu. I told you new halach. You don't know the Mishnah. I told you the Emes Shana Mishnah. I told you what it was told by Sinai. See, I told you something today. It was Kedai to come say just for this. Hamayim Shaniv Salu. I will do a job on Lehman. He keeps on saying over and over, it was Kedai to come just for this, to learn this Yisrael. It damaged him. It damaged his brain. It damaged him. He now talks like me. I made him a sugar.
Okay.
I made him a sugar.
Keep it normal. Keep it
normal. Disease. I'm a disease.
Spread.
Look at the new name of dictionary.
Hamayim
shenif silu mishisias habehema pekelim. If the water is in the utensil, psulim, it's possible. But uvikarko ois. But let's say the water is in the ground and it's foul, kisherim, it's kosher. Even though an animal would not drink from the water in the ground in the pothole, the water is still fit for netilas yadayim by dipping.
Doesn't matter
because the standards are different. It's in the karka, that's halacha, I don't know why. You want me to say Jewish? Not now. It's kosher. It's the karka, it's kosher. Vaida. No falis soichon. Let's say if water and into water falls, dioi, ink. Or let's say koimos is gum, sap of a tree. The kan koim. It is some type of chemical reaction that comes when there is oxygen and copper. It creates a certain chemical, and this chemical has now fallen into the water. Vinishtanu mar ehen. So it says for another condition. The other condition over here is that it's not just enough that the dioi and the koimus and the kankantum they fall in. The tanai is
well, the dioi makes sense that it turns
ink
color.
Turned, right. Koimus is gum. Koimus is gum.
I guess
it's also
sap,
black.
The sap
is black.
Yeah.
And kankantum is
it's
also
copper. We said
copper. Yeah. Copper. It's what color is copper? Silver. It's a reddish or red. What is it? Like a silver color.
Brown.
Whatever you call it. Brown. Vinishtanu mar ehen. It looks different. It's nishta zelbazach. You don't look the same today.
So the water changed color.
Two conditions.
Color.
You have to have two. You have to have mitzias. You have to have color. Water change color. Psulin. Next. Awesome. Malach. I use the water is clean water. The water is clean. Under in the laboratory, they'll tell you it's H2O. There's nothing added. No impurities have been added into it. So the water is pure water. However, you know it's like tcheles and kol ilan. You know that this water has been used for other purposes. You've washed the car with the water. Okay, malacha oisha shorbacham pili pili. You put the water into your bread. You dip your bread into it. Then you will mezalzel in the water. It's nish the zel bazach. It's nish the zel b'mayim. The water is not exactly the middle. It's a lot of those.
I said behem malacha.
Did a malacha the water oisha shorbacham pili pili.
What kind of malacha?
Yeah, I told you, you wash your car.
When
you dip your bread into the water, even though the water is clean, it's
clean,
pristine.
Pristine. Yeah.
Okay? Sulam, it's possible. Okay, it's possible. Shimatin Yoimeh, Shimatin says, I feel in this chabin, Lishroy spoiled Zev, Vinafal, Lashani, a bigger chiddish. He holds, if I have kavan to dip, I have kavan to dip in utensil A, And by mistake, I was not paying attention. I dipped utensil B.
Yeah.
So the end, when the day was over, indeed, I have dipped the water in utensil B, but it was shloi bekavana. It was bekavan to dip, but it was shloi bekavan to dip in this utensil. So the halach is shloi water is kosher. Next Mishnah, haydiach bezeh behemes ayod akelim. I rinse utensils. Dishwasher. Mayim shidiach behem akelim. Oish. I went and I was shemich. What's micha b'chem? Shekinach means to clean. Kinach means to clean. Also to clean. The micha, two words. More iron, more the cattle. It's all the same thing. Shekin clean as hamidos. You clean the midos. You shemoid the b'chem devarim malachim. Going yayin Hashem. Scale, whatever, a certain type of utensil which you use to measure, measuring cup. So psulim natilas yadayim. Why is this different than the case of dinam malacha? Why is that different? I don't know. What? Well, so here's he already said dinam malacha. So over here, when you rinse, it's not called the malacha. So maybe it's coming to be tchachadish. And rinsing is nish the malacha. A malacha means something constructive. But over here, it is to rinse. Even rinsing, oichet. Rinsing, even though it's not maybe in the status called the malacha.
Which we already said you used it in the other way.
It says asma malacha. Dinam malacha. You know, your mind is not...
We're talking about Nafal Sechet Yoy. That was the case.
No, that was what it was. No,
also Malacha. Yeah.
Malacha. Now it's over here that you definitely rinse.
So over here it's rinsed.
You rinsed. So rinsing is not that called a Malacha?
No.
Why not? So let's say, Hidiach Bechem Be'amayim Em Kelim. Let's say, Hidiach Bechem Kelim. Muda Nualach. Subsubum. Minatilas Yadayim. You rinse, no good. Next. Hidiach Bechem Kelim. Mudachim oy chadoshim kelim chadoshim she'inam tzichum lahadoch. Does not mean what was it? Mudachim. Oh, already rinsed. Already rinsed. It was already rinsed. It came out of the dishwasher. It's pristine. It's clean. So why are you rinsing it again? If the utensil has been rinsed, has been cleaned 5 minutes ago, why? Because OCD. OCD. You're afraid of bacteria. Why are you rinsing it a second time? It's a mishgas.
Yeah.
If you rinse it a second, it's a mishgas. So then the halacha was brand new. It does not need to be rinsed. If you do a rinsing, and the rinsing is for no reason, it's kosher. Rabbi Yosi, Paisel Bachadoshim, Shaf, So therefore, the halacha is that it's possible. You go and you rinse utensils. You go and you clean measuring utensils. Shemicha means you rinse. It's the same exact thing.
Same hadacha.
Same idea. Shemicha means you clean. Shemicha means kiniach, you clean. Same exact thing. I think what it means is you have residue. The hirataka means residue. You have a measuring utensil and you use it to measure wine. So you measure the amount of wine. So now there's a residue of wine in the utensil. So now you rinse the utensil to remove the residue. That's not called, that's not your classic example of rinsing. Because rinsing only when it's dirt. When there's dirt over here, there's no dirt. It's perfectly clean. Just I want to now measure oil. I don't want it to be a mixture of oil and wine. So I go and I rinse out the food that's in. So it's like a rinsing, but it's not a rinsing of dirt. It's a rinsing of something that's good. Shemich lam esayki midos. Sulim. If you use the word to do rinsing, either to rinse dirt or to rinse out another object, it's possible. Let's say he didn't have kelim mudach. He was rinsing 5 minutes ago. So what are you rinsing again? It's just a matter of extreme cleanliness over the top. Or
you did that already,
no? What have you been doing before? What are you wearing?
That were rinsed already.
That's what it says for the first time now. Mudachim, oy
chadashim. That were already rinsed. Oy chadashim. Or brand new kelim.
Shading.
Yeah, you see, paisa b'chadashim. Because it's
derech. They have to go rinse out even brand new utensils. It's not true today because of that. Rav Yosi and we don't pass it. Because the world was not ready for him.
Oh, for OCDs.
Was that? No, it's chadashim, it's brand new. But today, you wouldn't use the utensil until you rinse it out first. So Rabbi Yosi was ahead of his time. He was ahead of his time. He was ready, he saw the future, he saw America. He saw Chaim Berlin, he saw...
Many people that don't rinse out the...
He saw Chaim Berlin, he saw a Nayavelt.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I have to go daven now. I have to pray. I have to dive. I'm sorry.
We have to finish the parrot.
I have to dive. You want to come with me later? You want to come? You want to come to Shrivens? You want to
be paranoid over there.
Not part of the
guy behind you.